Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 7:05. It's August the 12th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. It's out. It's Friday, and we're rocking. You know, try to get something new. Come on, Bob. Let's hear it.
You got something.
Yeah. So don't
worry. Yeah. I'm coming.
Soul man.
Oh my God! It's called. You haven't even drank that much. You haven't had that much coffee.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to find the first cup. I'm still trying to find the computer.
It's really good. Oh well, what just cranked your button?
Well, it all started this morning.
Betty and
the Elk Killer launched herself onto the bed and planted her feet on my head.
Yes, she
and
did.
And said, I'm going outside, or I'm going to have an accident right here. That started it early. Anyway, speaking of accidents that are here, but it's really working, here's Bad Bob. And where did you get that shirt, Bad Bob? It's one of the quieter
ones.
Today.
My bride picked that out. By the way, tonight I'm going to be over at the Old City Hall Art Gallery with the musical ensemble Bel Voce. They're going to be doing some a variety of music, and I will be portraying a historical figure. I had a weak moment when my mom asked me to do this, and I said, okay, not knowing what it would involve, but I'm going to be dressing as Henry VIII, believe it or not.
I could see you could pass.
What kind of party is this?
It is a it's a musical concert tonight being put on by Bel Voce, and they do a wonderful variety of music. And again, it's tonight 6 o'clock, I think, at Old City Hall Art Gallery.
I wonder if that's what Candace Lavolsi playing harp. She may be part of that tonight because I know that she's putting together a specific costume.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, speaking of shirts this morning, well, mine is somewhat understated, and Bob looks great. Of course, Bad Bob, but then we have Just Bob, and Just Bob's shirt obviously looks like he was in a car wreck this morning, and he's just got stuff leaning all over him. But, you know, you don't need to, you know, that's the best thing about radio. You can just kind of put on those shirts, and the only thing that's going to happen is everybody around you just kind of falls down on the ground.
Go for it, shirts.
Hey, and speaking of going for it, here she is, Linda.
I have a colorful dress on today.
Yeah, you're stripy and low cut.
Currently hot. Today's going to be hot with 96, currently hot. Mm-hmm. Tonight is mostly clear with 63. You know what? Let's go to Josh. Let's hear about what's happening in the market, and then we're going to come back and talk about this day in history. Good morning, Josh. What's happening with the market?
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures suggested a positive open for the major averages. As the retail sales climbed 0.5% in July, the most in 4 months. Currently, the Dow's up 29 points at 11,173, while the NASDAQ is down 5 at 2,487, and the S&P is up 1 at 1,172. Oil's up this morning 93 cents at $86.65 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.77%. Gold's down $10.60 at $1,740 an ounce, while silver is down 27 cents at $38.39 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up $1.37 at $73.05. Home Depot's down a penny at $30.04, while Walmart is down 26 cents at $49.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. You know what? This has been a volatile week. We've had 4 days of swings of 400 points. We've had the eighth largest drop. They've come back. And today at 7:30, we're going to have on here Mark Kent. And Mark's going to be talking, precious metals, gold, silver, that. It seems like, you see gold shot up over 1,700. It looks like it's dropping back down again. Silver shot up. Now it's dropping back down. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, too.
And that's great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, who's Sue? We're going to talk a little bit about the history on today, right after these messages.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the people who donated from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was a great success. Thanks to Anderson Rotary, Andrade Estate Liquidations, Big Valley Septic, Flag Foods, Buttes Insurance, Harmonis Appliance of Red Bluff, Harmonis Appliance of Redding, Corning Ford, Dersh Apiaries, Inc., E.C. Smith, Ernie and Betty Tom's Family Trust, Fat Daddy's Barbecue, Geneva Tom's, and George Dersh. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate, Timothy Olitter, on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions, too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, this is pretty good, Bad Bob, and we want something to leave a little more rocking.
That's good.
That's right. Hey, Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. It's 7:14 in the morning on August 12th. 69 degrees out there. And what do you got there, sweetie?
Okay, so this is 13 feet high at the hips and 42 feet long from head to toe, is displayed in one of the museum's main halls. There's another exhibit that gives viewers a close-up with a skull that's 5 feet long, and the skull is weighing 2,000 pounds and has 58 teeth, some as long as a human forearm. On this day, in 1990, fossil hunter Susan Hendrickson discovered three huge bones jutting out of the cliff near Faith, South Dakota. They turned out to be part of the largest ever Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton ever discovered, a 65-million-year-old specimen dubbed Sue. Isn't that amazing? That was 1990.
Yeah, I remember that. And you know what that did, too, was it gave a new look, if I understand this right, it gave a new look to what they thought Tyrannosaurus
new look to the old world.
Rex looked like, and how they walked. They thought they used to walk upright, and then after getting this, they saw that they were kind of like bent over like the raptors you see in the movies.
But wait, there's more. No. Amazingly, a Sue skeleton was over 90% complete, and the bones were extremely well preserved. Hendrickson's employer, the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research, paid $5,000 to the landowner, Maurice Williams, for the rights to excavate the dinosaur skeleton, which was cleaned and transported to the company headquarters in Hill City. The Institute's president announced plans to build a nonprofit museum to display Sue along with other fossils of the Cretaceous period.
It's easy for you to say.
Okay, also, what happened on this day, because I think that's so cool. You know, I mean, this thing skips all over the place. So I love how East Germany begins construction of the Berlin Wall.
In what year?
1961.
That was huge.
It's just amazing.
It was huge. And this on this time, and then and Reagan's, you know, famous line is "Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev."
And King's Philip War ends in 1676.
Okay, I think that was important.
And right, well, here's one that's really important too. James Bond creator Ian Fleming died in 1964. And also, the Wizard of Oz movie musical premieres in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. That's pretty huge.
Great.
You want to know anything more? You're like looking at your notes. I gotta go. Gotta go. Okay, your turn.
I thought the Tyrannosaurus Rex was really cool.
All right.
Phil Smith, general manager KIXE, has announced today in the paper that he's no longer going to be there. Family emergency, it appears, and he is on his way back, from what I understand, on his way back to Kentucky. His mother-in-law has had some severe medical problems, and so he's on his way back there now. Now, Phil Smith's been on our show several times. He took over KIXE as general manager about a year ago. And one of the things he did was he took Democracy Now, which was a news show that with opinions, and as he said, it cherry picked, and he said, you know what, this is kind of not giving both sides of it, and so he canceled that. It was on at like 5 o'clock in the morning or something. Well, nobody knew about it, that it had been canceled for weeks, and it hit the paper, and then when it hit the paper. Everything, all hell broke loose. You know, it was like, the conservatives are taking over PBS, the KIXE, you know, what comes next, the filming of the Grand Knights of the Ku Klux Klan hour going on or something like that. Well, and Phil came on here, Phil Smith came on the show and said, look, that's not what it was. It was the fact is that he thought it could be more balanced, and having more balanced shows is what he wanted. He came in from Austin, Texas, where he had been instrumental in getting, I guess, Austin City Limits out to HDTV.
Which anyway, is a phenomenal show, by the way. Is.
Anyway, family emergencies, I'm really sorry that happened. You know, any family that is, that's going through that, our thoughts and prayers go out to them.
Absolutely.
Him. Meanwhile, Mike Quinn. Who was on the board there and been on the board for several years, has been asked to be the interim general manager for KIXE. So I know that the board was looking, that new president of the board was looking forward to having, more local programming, to reaching out throughout all of the North State, which is where KIXE is. It's all 10 counties up here. Okay. In the Daily Mail today, in the letters to the editor, I don't know if you've had a chance to see that, but somebody wrote and said that the words were something like, pray that the police don't pull you over, and talking about how their son who was driving a Jaguar was pulled over, and cops came six carloads with guns drawn and they searched the car. And there was nothing in the car. They thought there was a weapon, but it was just a Bible. And the father was really upset about this. The fact of having somebody pulled over and people go through your car, the police go through your car, et cetera, is kind of unnerving. I can imagine that. And no apologies or and all this. Well, okay, that also can be annoying. But when you start off by saying, I have a problem with the Reading police and their penchant for shooting first and asking questions later, I don't think that you could say that. Thinking up flimsy reasons to pull their guns on somebody is wrong, and they should only do that when their life is threatened. Well, the point is, having the rules of engagement is they thought their lives were threatened, obviously. Now, I don't know what happened in this, but he said it was pulled over. The only reason the car was pulled over is because they said it had a crack in the windshield. And that was the purpose of pulling the car over. I understand when people are upset on this, and it seems like overreactions, but if this just happened in the last week after a gunfight with a guy out here on the street, you might understand it. I don't think, and this is my opinion, I don't think the Reading police pull their guns and shoot for no reason. There's been no proof of or of any evidence of that. However, having a member of your family pulled over and there's guns drawn, I've had that happen to my daughter. And Jennifer, the cops pulled her over back in Virginia. She had to get out of the car. She was surrounded. She had to get down. She had to get on her knees and put her arms out in the air because her car had been reported stolen. And so when they ran the, you know, when a policeman following her ran the plates because it was an out-of-state plate, that's what happened. Now, the car had been reported stolen 1 hour and said, nope, that was a mistake in the next hour. But this was months later, so somehow it hadn't gotten off the wires. Yes, it is very frightening, but the police have to react in certain ways.
Well, her father, of course, is a Marine, and so is her husband. So, you know, you understand, I think, probably being in a military environment that, you know, there's protocol and there's ways that things can be done. Sometimes people can be heavy-handed.
They can. I'm not, you know, and, yes. And you know, and you're absolutely right. There are some out there that can be heavy-handed that abuse their authority.
Well, how was she, when we talk about that now with her, I'm sure she was scared out of her bird at that point, but
she's,
I mean,
still completely embarrassed.
But the fact is that she can tell the story, and I mean, she's not fractured from it.
Oh, no, I think that she will. I think she survived it, and that she moved on. It was just it was frightening to her, but it was also she said, "Why'd they have to do that?" I said, "They thought you were a car thief." And, you know, if it's a car thief, you may have, you know, other things. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about why are the building fee or the sewer fees so high that is just delaying and killing projects right here in Reading when we need them. Why are the fees that the city is charging so astronomically high? We're going to talk about that.
Somebody
when we get
up
back
on top is going to have to make some shifts, folks. We'll be right back. We're taking your call. 605-4567 KCNR 1460.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi,
Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, we like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends, we recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl. And the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Carl and DeBott, 7:26 in the morning, August the 12th. Yeah, walking on sunshine.
Hey, we have
here
a couple things to announce before we go into the big ol'...
About the sewer prices.
Ugh. Okay. You want to shoot
first?
Yeah,
well, Barry Tippin, who is the assistant city manager, has been appointed as the interim director of Reading Electric Utility, replacing Paul Hooser, whose last day is August 31st, city manager.
Barry Tippin. Starman.
Yeah, and he's also the city's personnel director, will oversee REU operations while the city recruits for the permanent director to replace Hooser.
We'll get him on as soon as we can. Yeah.
Anyway, he's been around. Paul became the general manager of the Trinity Public Utilities District, will become. Trinity on September 6th.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last part there.
He's going to be taking over as the Trinity Public Utilities District Direct General Manager on September 6th.
Excellent. Okay, just in, AAA gas prices across the state of California. Most expensive, actually, is in South Lake Tahoe, $3.97. And let's see, then we go to San Francisco's $3.94, Sacramento $3.74, Redding is actually $3.78. We've got Oakland at $3.84. Let's skip around here. Concord $3.75, Chico $3.74. National is about $3.65. California is going in around the $3.78. Northern California $3.79. And the Bay Area is $3.88. So that's kind of what's happening in the gas prices. It's also hot August nights. It's going on in Reno. So we just wanted to let you know that if you're heading out in that area, that's going to be happening all weekend long. We were there last year.
We were. Okay, you know, story on the Record Searchlight, the VA is expanding. The VA clinic here is expanding its clinic because it's seeing 14,000 patients a year here. And it's, you know, and it's very crowded down there, and especially when they're getting new equipment. You know, they're getting the MRI, they're getting different scanners or utilities. So they're going to expand out into Cypress Avenue building. And that Civic Planner developers who have gotten it and were started have now have to pay over $55,000 more in sewer hookup fees than planned to convert the building's empty first floor into a satellite for the VA clinic on Hartnell. He says Mike Schuffelberger runs a does a construction firm and co-owns this place. He said they'd been expecting to pay $10,000, which is what they were told about. And then now it's gone up. The $55,000 bill came up later. Now, Pete Privett, who's also, you know, who heads up the VA, says, you know, we need this room. You know, we're going to keep going forward with it because, you know, with the number of people we see, with the equipment that's coming in here and the amount of veterans, and, you know, California's getting 30,000 new veterans a month coming back, and a lot of them, you know, a number of them come up to the North State. So what we don't understand is all the people we talk to when they were running for office, we're talking about, for our city, we're talking about lowering building fees. Now, they've done away with some of the fees, but this is ridiculous. I mean, how can you expect the city to grow and people to expand a business when you get hit with thousands of dollars? Shameless O'Leary had a $95,000 sewer bill. $95,000. You can't tell me it's that much. Is the city gouging people? And we need to ask the city leaders, what is this? You know, they said that they were going to do something about these fees. Is this what they meant by doing something about the fees, raising them? Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, 7:30 in the morning, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. stocks getting a boost in early trading after a strong report on retail sales. That has soothed some economic jitters, which have driven record-setting gains and losses this week. The Dow's been up triple digits in the early going. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, it's up 72 points. Retail sales in July posting their biggest gain since March. Shoppers bought more cars, furniture, and gasoline. Sales rose 0.5% last month, coming in line with estimates. However, if you take away the auto component, sales beat estimates. The government also revised the previous month's numbers higher. And the post office is facing its second year of losses of at least $8 billion. The federal agency is proposing to cut as many as 120,000 jobs. The post office also wants to pull employees out of health and retirement programs. Both options must be approved by Congress and are expected to face serious opposition from postal unions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, August the 12th. Hey, thanks to everybody out there tuning in and the support that you give us and our sponsors. We can't do it without you, and we appreciate it.
And one of our favorite segments on Friday is Tip of the Week, because we go into the weekend thinking, And our reminder this morning is Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you. So tell us, what is our tip of the week?
Well, today I want to challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. A lot of people are already walking for heart health, which is good, or they'll go to the gym and just hit the cardio. And while those are good and important things to do, I want to challenge people to get out of that comfort zone and disturb that metabolism by actually weightlifting, using strength training. And there's so many different ways that you can work your muscles outside of the machines. There's different natural body weight exercises you can do. You can use kettlebells or TRX. So there's a lot of different training tools that are out there to use, but I really want to encourage everybody to start doing resistance or strength training, because that's what's going to burn those calories. That's going to actually help you to build lean muscle mass and maintain your muscle tissue. It's going to boost your metabolism, and you're going to be sizzling, burning those calories. And when it comes down to it, that's what we want. We lose muscle mass as we age. So it's really important that you get in the gym, do that strength training, keep that muscle mass up, and that's what's going to really burn those calories.
Well, thank you. That's great. Just get out there and move it forward. Well, Amy, we appreciate you, and you know that we always love to come to Adamson's Peak Performance. You're our choice, and have a great weekend, and we love you calling in here to KCNR to give us our fitness tip of the week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. All right. And stay active.
Thank you. And speaking of staying fit, as you know, many of you, if you watch, you know, American Idol and those kind of things, there's a wonderful program that's called So You Think You Can Dance. And literally, these are the dancers that are complete athletes. Their lives have been committed to being the best dancers. And so congratulations to Melanie Moore, who took away the title last night. I know a lot of my friends in the industry who have been dancers and singers and actresses really, really love this show. It's hardcore dancing. Imagine you're taking a 120-pound body and flinging it in the air like we have been watching it, just, you know, flinging your body and all these different, you know, landing and having it look graceful. And every week they have to take very hard choreography. And there was a guy on there who was just a killer breakdancer, but he had to be choreographed to do all these different, this isn't just ballroom. I don't mean just, but there's a contemporary, there's swing, there's so many different aspects of what
hip-hop.
It is.
Hip-hop.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
man. Another,
you know what? They worked. The dances they had were almost as difficult as we had in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
One of the best lines ever in the interviews for Dancing with the Stars was Tad Shackles saying, "You don't know what you can do until you're bench pressing a girl."
Yes. That's Tad.
You're right.
Hey, you know, there was you know, every so often the media gets it wrong. I know it's hard to believe that, but it's true. And this came out from...
And we're here to clarify it.
Well, KRCR TV clarified it. They made a mistake. You know, this is what I like about Channel 7. I like the people there at Channel 7.
They own their mistake. Yeah.
They own their mistake. And they said that
we
they came out...
We missed Cheetah.
Well, yes. But you know, the replacement they have was...
He's good.
He's good.
So
he's
go
good.
On. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. KRCR ran a story Wednesday about a scam against the Napa Auto Parts store in Redding involving gift cards. Well, that's... not true. It's not a scam. It was some confusion generated from a promotion by a company with a similar name. What's happened is that a privately owned car shop called Advanced Automotive in Reading, which, by the way, is a sponsor of one of our shows, and we think they're great guys, was selling the gift cards door-to-door for $40. The card's worth $500 and is being used to draw in business. Now, that's Advanced Automotive. They've got gift cards for $40 that can be used to redeem for $500 worth of business. And so the automotive shop is a Napa Auto Care Center where they sell Napa parts and repair vehicles. And Bob, you know about this too.
I have had the pleasure of knowing Cody and Tim for quite a few years. They are my mechanics, and as a disclaimer and disclosure, they are a sponsor of Boomer Tech Radio. I would not trust my vehicle to anybody else.
Yes.
That they are good folks, and Tim was just devastated by this story, and I'm glad to see that they are making it right.
Well, you know, the KRCR made a mistake in it, but then they stood up and they said, "Hey, we made a mistake," and we try to do that too. When we make mistakes, and we have, you know, I know it's hard to believe, but we make mistakes occasionally too. Somebody points it out to us. We know, hey, we're sorry. We're not doing it intentionally. We're not out there trying to hurt somebody. Anyway. So, Advanced Automotive, there is no scam with the Napa Auto Parts store. Advanced Automotive is standing by their gift cards, and they're you know, and it's working for them, getting business. So, Cheered Advanced Automotive and also attaboy to KRCR.
Yes, yeah. And I do not put this out lightly because my reputation is on the line. I sincerely recommend these folks without reservation. They're good people.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and coming back, gosh, we got so much to talk about.
Planning Commission, sewer. We got that Obama. Something's wrong with the country's politics. You think?
We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em are just a couple to name. Check out our free tournaments, $500 free roll, and bounty tournaments. You've been asking for it. Now offering horse tournaments and Pot Limit Omaha tournaments. $1,000 guaranteed Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For more information, log on to windriver.com or visit the River's Edge.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Redding. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Get that riff to go in there. You know, people don't know it, but Bad Bob's playing that guitar himself. 7:45 in the morning, August the 12th, it's 69 degrees. I don't think it's 69. I think it's hotter than that, but Bad Bob hasn't gotten around to
momentarily.
Fixing it.
It has been so busy this morning.
And, Frank DeLucia is calling in here, and Frank's got a show called My Outdoor Buddy. And you know what? It is a great show. It's on Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, and it's got every type of outdoor event that you can possibly think of. And Frank's got great interviews. He's got people that talk about, you want to know where to fish, where to shoot, everything. It's on Frank's show every morning from 6 to 7 right here. And Frank, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You've got something you want to share with our listeners. What's that?
Well, we're having some fun at myoutdoorbuddy.com and at My Outdoor Buddy Radio. We're sponsoring an outdoor dog photo contest, and we're giving away a $25 prize and a 40-pound bag of Loyal pet food to the winner. The contest runs through March 31st, and all you have to do is send your photograph to myoutdoorbuddy@frontiernet.net, and of course that address is on our website, My Outdoor Buddy, under the contact page. We just wanted to let your listeners know it's a lot of fun, and everybody loves to see dog photos.
Love it.
Did you say March 31st, Frank?
Yeah, we're just running it for the month of March.
Okay, we're in August. We're in August here.
Oh, I said March. I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm only a few months behind.
No, you're a few months ahead. August.
The year did go by quickly. Now, you're just ahead of everybody.
Okay, so let's make a correction here. August 31st, till August 31st.
Right. You can have your photo in by August 31st. Just send it to myoutdoorbuddy@frontiernet.net. $25 prize and a 40-pound bag of Loyal pet food.
Wow!
Really good. I feed my dog Coley. She loves it.
Coley,
very slender and slick and rich looking and just really healthy.
Right. Hey, Frank, you sent me an email and if you can talk about it just for a second about this could be a great year for waterfowl hunting.
Yes, it is going to be a good year. We had more water across the North State than. And across the continent, in fact, than we've had in years. 35% more of the ponds from British Columbia, Canada, Alaska, and the northern part of the United States have water than in prior years. And so, you know, ducks like that, and they take advantage of it, and they increase their production. So we're going to see more ducks and more geese this fall, I'm sure.
Well, good. You know, and they're chatting about you. Right? They're chatting about you in the chat room right now, too, Frank.
Which you can go to KCNR1460.com and join the chat room. Anybody who's in front of a computer, right? Actually, you can do it from your cell phone.
Which people do anyway. Hey, Frank, thanks a lot for the phone call, and we will talk about this, and we'll put a little blurb on our website too. In fact, we've got a great outdoor shot of Elk Killer in a little pink bikini.
I do not dress her up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Probably not exactly what you're looking for, though, huh?
Well, yeah, and let your listeners know, too, that we're also looking for help. Some of these young college students might be interested in learning online sales and marketing and posting and site support and editing and writing and formatting for the website. So
that's right.
Anyway,
you get thousands of hits on that.
Frontiernet.net.
Yeah, you get thousands of hits on that.
Frank, give your website one more time, please.
It's myoutdoorbuddy.com, and the link to the photo contest is on the front page. All you got to do is look for the photo contest. And those that would like to get in touch with me for possible work. myoutdoorbuddy@frontiernet.net.
Okay. Hey, Frank, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anytime, Frank.
Let me tell the folks about the contest.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend. Mickey, you know, when I hear Frank, I think of fish, of course. And when was the last time I had some good fried, pan-fried trout? I'm hungry for that. Made me think about it when I was talking to him.
How about tonight?
How about it?
How about it? You know, I found these people that have some in their backyard. I'll just go down there and we'll... Oh.
Hey, Gabe Boss, can I say thank you right now? This entire week, I mean, there were moments when I felt like just driving my car off a cliff.
Yeah.
With all the news coming around. Yeah. And finally today I'm laughing. So thanks.
Well, you know what? We needed this. Yeah, you know, we got something else, too. You know what? You know, we've had people that have listened to us a long time. And one of them said the other day, my God, I just want to drive my car into the wall. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know what? It's not all bad, my friends. And you know the other thing? The Red Bluff Little League baseball team.
Well, okay.
They are still alive. You know, they are playing. They got to beat Nevada. They are playing some 550 miles from home in a stadium. And they are going to have a must-win game today by earning the number 2 seed. Despite posting a 2-2 record in the pool, they're going to square off against third-seeded Silverado Little League, the Nevada State champion, in the semifinals. It's going to be televised on ESPN2 and aired on the radio, KBLF AM, in Red Bluff. You know what? That's great.
That's Cal Henderson.
That is.
He's a good guy.
Is that Cal? Yeah. Cal's a good guy. Anyway, today's semifinals, number two at 2 p.m. Today, Red Bluff versus number three Nevada. I'm happy. You
That's
know what?
Fantastic.
Good luck, guys. Good luck. Go on out there. Win. Do a good job.
Hey, this just came across the desk. Business leaders and officials in the city of Dunsmuir say they have no choice but to spend at least the next, get this, 2 years urging people to stay away from a waterfall that draw tourists and the dollars they spend to town. Though city officials have begun the process of securing land and funding to build an official trail to Mossbray Falls, a pristine waterfall in the Sacramento River, it's at least 2 years away, says Jim Lindley, Dunsmuir city manager. The current path to the falls, long a locally held secret, now widely publicized on waterfall aficionado websites, requires hikers to trespass along a potentially dangerous mile-long hike on Union Pacific Railroad tracks. Well, we know what's happening with hikers that are going places that are not, they're not supposed to go. So what do you guys think about that? Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than six new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew 21. I like that song.
Well, you know what it makes you think of?
2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm sorry, I just broke into that. It was a nice song. Because we're just, you know, Friday is just for some reason today is, you know, we're just kind of feeling, you know, a little uplifted. There's, you know, it's been so much stuff going on, so much crap going down. Death, destruction, stocks, bonds. You know, it's just been one of those weeks. And, you know, sometimes you need to say, hey, you know what? Life is good. Life is something we just have to keep going. We have to be tenacious. We have to move forward. And that's what, you know, Tobacco and Brew, they help veterans. They help our community. Espresso Joe's, they've got great coffee, great drinks there. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. We're just proud to be associated with
them. I need
to go
get my beans today.
That's right.
I'm out of beans.
They've got specials there. And they've got this month is the Oreo.
The Oreo Blast.
The Oreo Blast. And they've got on August 25th, they're having Oliva Cigar Company is going to be there. They're representatives to talk about cigars and introduce a new line. So we're down there at Tobacco and Brew that evening, and we're going to go down there and just have a great time. Have a cigar tasting night.
It's going to be about 96 degrees today, mostly clear tonight with lows around 63. Tomorrow, 95, and tomorrow night, 63. Tomorrow night, jazz. Out at Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. They have a big wedding that's happening on the pavilion, so the music's going to be in the music room tomorrow night. I'll be there singing with some of my favorite jazz musicians. We've got Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin. Johnny's on piano, Bruce Kalin is on drums, and Bruce Kalin's on stand-up bass, and Dan Kuechel's on drums. So, love those guys. Been with them since the very first time I came up to the North State to perform up here, and they're like just, wow, they're like butter. Again, hot August night, so you know, there's about 800,000 people, you know that, Carl, that flock to this event up in Reno. We were in Tahoe last year and drove with some friends on the Harleys over to Hot August Nights. It is Hot August Nights, too. But so anyway, in case you're happy to go in that area and you're wondering what's going on, tons of stuff is going on. And they've got the big boy toy store and the swap meet and all that other good stuff. So that's happening this weekend in Reno.
You know, when we talk about, you know, we talked earlier in somewhat of humor of police, how they react to cars and all that. You know, one of the things, we've got 2 minutes left here. Dave Wilson, the head of the Shasta County Democratic Steering Committee, will be our guest, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the Democratic Party here in Shasta County, but also in the nation and what's going on. A San Diego police officer, a two-time veteran of Iraq, was killed down there in San Diego, and a car pulled up behind him, flashed his lights like he needed to say something, pulled up alongside him and shot him. The same guy had just killed somebody else, and he was later killed in a shootout. But here's the thing is that, you know, this is when you ask, well, why do police react a certain way? Well, this is one of the reasons why. When I was talking to Chief Hansen is, when I'm in a combat zone with Marines, we're ready. We've got everything drawn. We're ready to go. Police, on the other hand, are working in a, you know, even though it's a, you know, we think of it as a benign environment. It's not always benign.
You folks weren't here yet when the officer in Red Bluff was gunned down while he was filling his patrol vehicle. This was about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a big incident and very tragic.
It is. And so, you know, there is, you know, sometimes there's heavy-handedness. There's things that you don't understand. There's no apology. But then you see things like happen in San Diego. So, again, you know, it's a tough job, and we've got to, you know, you don't get away with doing bad things, but you also have to have some understanding. Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news, and then we've got Dave Wilson from the Democratic Party here, and we're going to talk hopey-changey things when we get here. Yeah, you laugh out there. Okay, Carlin and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a week Wall Street's never had before. Up or down over 400 points every session, so what about today? a milder rally so far. Fox News Business Network's Lauren Simonetti, live watching the market.
Dave, stocks are up in less volatile trading today. The Dow is higher by 80 points, adding to Thursday's 423-point surge. Helping the gains, news that consumers opened their wallets a little wider last month. Despite the softening economy, retail sales rose 0.5%, hitting the highest level in 4 months. But that's not making us more confident. The University of Michigan's consumer confidence number in August falling to the lowest level since 1980. Dave.
Now, Lauren, they're back out running. The 8 Republicans who debated in Iowa last night as another candidate gets ready to join the race. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Ames.
Dave, 6 of the 8 candidates who debated are now crisscrossing Iowa, talking to voters about many of the issues that came up last night. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney on immigration.
If someone comes here and gets a Ph.D. In physics, that's the person I'd like to staple a green card to their diploma, rather than saying to them to go home.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says,
I'd be prepared to take as many people from Homeland Security's bureaucracy in Washington and move them to Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico as are needed to control the border.
As the straw poll is held here in the state tomorrow, Texas Governor Rick Perry announces his candidacy in South Carolina. Dave?
Jennifer, Anthony Sowell's back in court in Ohio and could today get the death penalty.
I'll never forgive you.
Donita Carmichael's mother, one of the 11 women that Sowell murdered. The jury's already recommended Sowell should die. Why was there so much chaos across Britain this week?
Because the government, they're not helping no one out except for the rich people.
He is one of those rioters and looters hiding behind a mask. More than 1,700 have been arrested, 600 already charged. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar emergency.
I'm bleeding somewhere.
I have you on Interstate 20 eastbound. I'm going to go ahead and call 911.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. Well, we have a vehicle crash. There are possible injuries. Go ahead, dispatch.
What happened?
A deer went in front of me, and it was a huge one.
Hope will be there shortly.
Yes, this is Jerry with OnStar. I'm going to sit here with you.
Okay. I'm just scared.
I understand. Just hang in there. There'll be help out to you.
In a crash, OnStar can automatically connect you to an advisor who knows your exact location and can guide the right help directly to you.
Have you got folks here to help you now?
Yeah.
Glad that you're going to be all right.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
Again, on Wall Street, stocks are trying to end a wild week with a gain. The Dow now up by 73 points. Pink slips could be in the mail. A lot of them from the post office to workers. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
Dave, the Postal Service says it wants to eliminate 120,000 jobs, more than doubling the numbers of job cuts already made over the last several years. Cliff Guffey, the president of the American Postal Workers Union, objects.
25% of the postal workforce are veterans. That means if they close a plant or close a post office, they're going to be putting veterans out on the street. That's wrong in these times.
And Guffey says there are billions of dollars that Congress cut from the Postal Service's budget that could be returned to save those jobs. Dave?
Steve, county commissioners in Birmingham, Alabama may vote today on whether to file the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. They have been negotiating with creditors on a settlement over the last couple of weeks. Much of the debt of Jefferson County is from sewer bonds. Hypersonic speed, a fast failure. In a second test gone wrong for the military.
The test flight of an unmanned experimental aircraft ended in mystery when contact was lost 20 minutes after launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The aircraft called the Falcon was meant to try out new technology that could deliver a non-nuclear military strike anywhere in the world in less than an hour. Designed to reach speeds of 13,000 miles an hour, the Falcon did reach speeds 20 times the speed of sound. Then it disappeared, and for now, too early to tell what went wrong. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
He was late and paid for it at the PGA Championship. Golfer Brent Snedeker got a two-stroke penalty for showing up for his tee time 2 minutes late this morning. And Masters champ Rory McIlroy showed up with a bandaged wrist after hurting himself trying to hit a ball against a tree root yesterday. Steve Stricker is still leading the major tournament at 7-under. Tiger Woods, 14 back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, August the 12th. We're having a great time. Of course, Bad Bob's here, and the beautiful Linda. And you've got a lot of announcements, and then our guest is here, but we're going to get through some stuff first before we get to Dave.
How about just, you know, I've got a little stack here of stuff that's going on Saturday, August 13th, of course, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just about 2 miles east of the town center is a Shingletown Volunteer Fire Department special day, fun craft day. Called Hot August Fun Under the Cool Pines. They're going to have live entertainment with bagpiper Miles Dillon, Lassen Express country singer Buddy Evans. Again, this is prizes that are going to be drawn all day long, and this is going to be in Shingletown, 2 miles east of Town Center, away Alward Way Fire Station. So that's what's happening tomorrow. And then, of course, the Salvation Army is having a fourth annual golf tournament auction sponsored by the Redding's Elks Lodge, where at Gold Hills Golf Club. And that's going to be August 26th. That's the fourth annual golf tournament for the Salvation Army. There's going to be, you can also do sponsorship opportunities, but, you know, this is something that, of course, we like to try to get behind. So tickets as well. Golf, if you are going to be a sponsor, there's all kinds of things that come along with the sponsorship of the Salvation Army. And any questions, call 222-2207 and or call us here and we'll let you know more about it. And we're going to be going, on the side of theater. Cheaper by the Dozen is still going on at the Riverfront Playhouse, and that goes until August 13th. So, you know, we're coming up on the closing of the closing night.
And, you know, this fun day at in Craft Fair in Shingletown.
Yes.
You know, that's tomorrow. That's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You already talked about it, but, you know, they're going to have fly fishing demos, chainsaw carving, a bake sale, bagpipers. I mean, you know, Buddy Evans, a country singer. I know you said all that, but I'm just thinking, what a great day.
Are you just saying wow?
Wow. I'm just saying okay. Wow. You know, that looks like a great day. You know, and then you're up in Shingletown already till 4 p.m., so you just drop down to where Linda's singing.
And Salmos. And Salmos. Come here, great night of jazz. We begin at 6:30.
You can get fed and get all that.
Yeah.
Hey, our guest today, and we're always glad to have him on, Dave Wilson, who is the chairman, if I get this right, of the Shasta County Democratic Party Steering Committee. Is that close?
Close. Democratic Central Steering Committee.
Central Steering Committee. You know, the fact that I got Democrat and Steering Committee into it at one time, you know, so because it's kind of, you know, in, right now, Steering Committee, Democrats? I'm sorry. Dave, so thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. By the way, my wife and I went to that event in Shingletown last year. It was really a great day. Very enjoyable.
Well, that's great.
Good. That's nice to hear.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, we like
supporting the community.
Supporting the community, and you know, there's a lot of things that go on around here that's just great.
Les Baugh and Sheriff Thomas Anko, by the way, are going to be the announcers for that. So it should be a fun day. You can get out there and you know do some elbowing.
Rubbing elbows. Okay. Dave, what's the latest up here with Shasta County and the Democrats?
Well, for Democrats, we're having a fundraiser in October in which the Speaker of the Assembly, John Perez, will be our guest. And as in line with our conversation before we went on air, I hope that we can get
him invited here. Yes. Absolutely invited. We'd love to have the Speaker of the House here.
Part of our agenda is to increase our visibility and voice in the community. And I think we do that by really looking at community concerns and policies that affect us locally. That's where we can have our influence, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of what, you know, that's part of our agenda, too, is to provide a platform for all voices here.
I appreciate that.
And I think we would be remiss in what we did here on our show if we didn't do that. We're going to take a quick break, but before we get into our break, we're going to go to Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo, and Josh is going to give us the latest update on the market.
Going on in the market.
What's going on, Josh?
Well, good morning. The Dow and NASDAQ added yesterday sharp gains and much calmer trading today after a report that U.S. retail sales climbed 0.5% in July, the most in 4 months. A disappointing reading on consumer sentiment cut into the early advances this morning. The University of Michigan Sentiment Index for August slumped to 54.9 from 63.7 in July. This is well below expectations. Currently, though, the Dow's up 106 points at 11,249, while the NASDAQ's up 13 at 2,505, and the S&P is up 6 at 1,179. Oil's up 35 cents a barrel at 86.07, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.72%. Gold's down sharply this morning, down $21.10 at $1,730, while silver is down 15 cents at $38.15. Some of our more actively traded stocks this morning, GE is up 17 cents at $15.85, Intel's down 3 pennies at $20.73, and Apple is up $3.79 at $377.38. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. You know, I tell you what, I'm glad that you guys are trying to figure this out because, you know, I can't. You know, I mean, up, down, you know, you've got business leaders going, we're tanking here, and then the market goes up. You know what? Someday, somebody's going to have to sit down and explain to me. I'm glad Josh and the gang at Wells Fargo was there to do that. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
The date, Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Health Clinic, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, my Free Fire Media, Carl Lindebot, 8:13 in the morning, August the 12th. What's the weather look like today?
Well, today we're going to have a temperature soaring to 96. I put my glasses on for the 6. 96! With mostly clear evening of around low of around 63. Well, I have a question for you.
Sure. Dave Wilson, our guest. From the Shasta County Democratic Central Steering Committee.
Central Steering Committee.
President of it, right?
Okay.
Chair.
Okay. So last night, of course, we had this Republican debate in Iowa. Do you watch that?
Sometimes I do. I didn't watch the one last night.
Okay. Just curious because, you know, it's like the same thing with us. We like to be informed with everything.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, it was kind of on the news this morning about, you know, what was it, 7 or 8? I'm not exactly sure of the number.
Yeah, well, they had
watching snippets.
Yeah, they had a number that they that Michelle Bachmann and I think it was Pawlenty, they're both out of Minnesota, were whacking away at each other. But it's interesting to see they're starting to stake out their ground there.
Well, it's to be expected they'll all take a shot at Obama.
Yeah,
well, I like it when they're whacking at each other. But
yeah. I think they all got to that part. I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm glad to hear you on there, Dave. I just want to let everybody know that Citizens for Democracy has 4 seats left for the Social Security birthday party on Sunday. And Dana Duggins and John Ertl will be there to answer questions if people want to ask about Social Security. So 4 seats left if people want to call me at 242-0309.
Well, thank you. You know, because you know, we had that here as one of our public announcements we were going to be making, too. So what's that number again? It's for the birthday of Social Security?
It's the 76th birthday of Social Security on August 14th, and we're also celebrating the birthdays of Medicare and Medicaid. It was their 46th birthdays on July 30th.
Well, I hope there's enough money in Social Security to take care of Medicare and Medicaid when they get to be of age.
So, anyway, this is a Perkos and Anderson. It's a no-host lunch, but we're providing cake. And, you know, you've had Dana and John on your show. They're full of information.
Absolutely.
We also have Chuck Senna, who was a cardiac care administrator. He's going to talk about how to save money in Medicare and Medicaid.
It sounds like a good day. Okay, it's going to be Sunday, and it's going to be at Perkos?
Perkos and Anderson, noon, but they need to call me because we only have 4 seats left.
Okay, and what's that number? One more time.
242-0309.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
No, thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so the home, or the birthday of Social Security. I just saw something on the news today that said that it showed that the number of people that are collecting work comp that comes out of the Social Security has doubled. It has doubled since 1990. Or they're not workman's comp, but a disability.
Social Security disability.
A disability has doubled since 1990.
I don't doubt that. Times have been tough.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a lot of money. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm not sure if Social Security was built to do that when it was first started.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't designed with that percentage of people involved. But, hey, we need to make some structural changes and all that stuff.
Okay, let's talk about the status of it. You said, Mr. Perez is coming up for a speaking engagement.
Yes.
And he, of course, is invited to be on the show, as you know.
Okay. I'll extend that to him.
And you're saying you wanted to expand the Democratic Party, kind of like your visibility here in the North State.
When we had the, we operate a fair booth, a registration booth at the Shasta County District Fair every year down in Anderson. And the most common comment is something like, gee, I didn't know there were any other Democrats in Shasta County. We need to make that more visible, to have more of a voice. I appreciate your having me on this program on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And all those things help. Anyway, thanks.
Well, you know, what's going on at the national level? Is that having an impact on the Democratic Party here? President Obama's his ratings have dropped dramatically in the last few weeks. Even when things were going, you know, south, his likability factor was still up there. But now I'm starting to see that's even gone down.
Well, he has a way to go before he hits the 14% approval rating for Congress.
That's true. Well, you know, but Congress has always prided itself on being in that, you know, the 20 to, you know, the 4 to 15 to 20 range, though.
Well,
it seems like
they're certainly down there now.
They certainly are, and they but does that have an impact? What's going on in the economy and all that, when you're trying to push your what you believe in, at the same time on the national level there's some problems?
I think for me personally, over the course of the last year, as I really studied the issues more, I've become less ideological and in some ways less partisan. And I don't see, you know, we've made flip-flopping and changing your mind a bad thing, but, you know, I was originally trained as a scientist back in the day when psychologists were scientist practitioners. And part of what you do is you change your opinion and your approach to things as new evidence comes in. The obvious example that comes to mind is, it turns out the Earth's not flat. Okay. Nor does the sun orbit around us. Do you stick with that on an ideological basis forever? It took the Catholic Church how many hundreds of years to finally apologize to Galileo and Copernicus for branding them as heretics. But I think there's a lot of disappointment with the just the whole political process. Now, I did read Krautheimer's article in the Record Church like today, in which he says basically, hey, the system's working the way it's supposed to be working, representative democracy. It's messy. It's ugly sometimes, but that's what happens in participatory democracy. I'm a big fan of Thomas Jefferson, and been through a phase where I've sort of read everything I can about Jefferson and by Jefferson, and that it was just as ugly back in Jefferson's day.
Except they would
now
challenge each other to duels and kill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you could kill the other guy. At least try it.
The Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr, shot and killed Alexander Hamilton, for goodness sake.
Andrew Jackson killed somebody on the lawn of the White House in a fight. You know, so it was kind of like, you know, I agree. So things are not, you know, things have always been messy. When you have democracy and you have an openness, it's going to be messy. We have to take a break here. Our guest, Dave Wilson, from the Shasta County Democratic Central Steering Committee, the chairman of that. And when we come back, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, yes, the process. I want to ask you about what's going on in Wisconsin and what you see on that in the recall, and because a lot of it had to do with unions and that. And do you see that as maybe something that could happen ever here in California? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. With free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive. Reading.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than six new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Ow! 72 degrees here, 8:25 in the morning. Yeah,
God, I used to be so in love with Joan Jett.
Oh, she's still hot. Are you kidding me? That girl can rock. 8:25 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia and his latest design, progressive lenses, which I'm wearing right now. Still trying to get used to him, by the way. Anyway, he's got an on-site lab. And if you don't have any insurance, no problem. They've got complete eyewear packages with a two-year warranty. Contact lenses is their specialty. Special fits with high-definition contact lenses. Glasses for the whole family. Give them a call, 223-2325. They're on Hartnell, right past Victor. Check them out. Advantage Eye Care.
Great. Our guest, Dave Wilson from the Shasta County Democratic Central Steering Committee. He's the chairman of it. President Obama has just come out, we were going to talk about it, that said there's something wrong in the country, and it's the politics. Nothing wrong with the country. It's the political system. He had some other comments on it like that. Your take on that one?
We finally got a vote on raising the debt ceiling. There were people on both sides of the aisle. Krauthammer was denouncing the process as anti-constitutional, that Republicans control one half of one House of Congress, not the presidency. There's something, in our system, it's always been the majority rules. And of course, on the Democratic side, people were denouncing it as an undemocratic kind of process with the usual rhetoric about a small minority holding the country hostage to the demands of the Tea Party folks. I'd like to have faith in the American people that we would exercise good common sense. The traditional idea has been that govern from the middle. Politics is the art of the possible. I'd like to think that a couple of adults like Boehner and Obama would have been able to reach a compromise that would have been, and compromise doesn't mean one side gives in and the other gets their way. It means that you reach some middle ground that you can both agree upon. You have to give something and give up something.
So before we took the break, Carl had asked you about Wisconsin and the recall and unions. I know that there was $330 million spent on the Wisconsin recall and the elections. How do you feel about that?
Hey, obviously, as a Democrat, I'm disappointed in the outcome. There was a substantial hue and cry and protest in against Walker's cutting back on public employees' ability to engage in collective bargaining.
A lot of that money coming in, too, was outside money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it didn't come from within the state.
Well, there's been, from my perspective, an assault on unions over the last 35 or 40 years because unions do predominantly support Democratic candidates. Maybe not in Shasta County, but in most places in the world, unions
most places
get behind Democrats because we've been traditionally the party of the people, of the working man and woman. I don't know that this is party line, but personally I think, public employees are going to have to make some concessions. They negotiated pension plans and such when times were plush that are not sustainable now. The teachers union in California, they've given up some, made some concessions in their contracts. On the other hand, I think collective bargaining is the American way. I'm old enough to remember, and I grew up in a non-union section of the country in the South, when without organization and representation, business will run roughshod over the working man and woman. That's the nature of capitalism. Big fish eat the small. Money talks.
But do the I'm just saying we just have 1 minute left before we go to break. So please continue.
Although as a partisan Democrat, the outcome in Wisconsin, where they tried to recall three Republican senators and won two of those elections. Of course, I'd like to seen them win one more. But
they went after six. They got two, and now I guess there's a recall election against two Democrats that's getting ready to start.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Wisconsin's a different state with different dynamics going on.
Okay, when we come back, we have people on the line, and we're also going to be talking about if you had your wish, kind of day. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. They went head-to-head in last night's Fox News debate in Iowa. Now Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper says six of the eight are fanning out around the state, trying to get voters' attention.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney on immigration.
If someone comes here and gets a PhD in physics, that's the person I'd like to staple a green card to their diploma.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says,
I'd be prepared to take as many people from Homeland Security's bureaucracy in Washington and move them to Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico as are needed to control the border.
An Ohio serial killer, Anthony Sowell, sentenced to death for murdering 11 women, dumping their remains around his home. Loved ones giving impact statements before that decision. Danita Carmichael, whose mother was one of the victims, says when he's taking his last breath,
I want your eternal hell to begin.
The jury Wednesday recommending he be put to death. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:35 in the morning on August the 12th. And I'm here with Bad Bob and my sweetheart. And I'm also here with Dave Wilson from the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
They said that again. Bad Bob, comma, and my sweetheart. You kind of ran that all together.
Yeah, you
people
know
are going to get the wrong idea.
And her name is Linda. Oh,
are your feelings hit? Are you feelings hurt, babe? Yeah. Let me come over and give you a big, let me give you a big kiss on the cheek. You know? Just stand back, do your job, and don't comment on me.
I could have, like, taken offense, like, I'm your sweetheart, but, you know, like, there's people listening. My name's Linda.
My sweetheart.
All right.
And it's not, Dave's not my sweetheart.
All right, so.
Kind of like him.
Cypress Square.
Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, finally. Get your haircut there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. DC Tim and the Man in Black, you can't ask for a better haircut or a better atmosphere than Cypress Square Barbershop. I use it. Bad Bob uses it. You know, a lot of people we know go there. So go down there and get a great haircut and talk to some really nice people.
And they cut the hair from your ears. Hey, you guys are so patient today. Thanks. Hey, John, let's go to the phones. John, you're on live.
John.
John.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Dad Bob, my good friend over there who's running that board and doing such a tremendous job.
Yes, he is.
Dave Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Listen, I probably am not going to be the most cheerful person you're going to talk to in regards to your party, and I'm not real happy about the Republicans either. As a matter of fact, what I want to kind of do is make a statement, and then I'd like to ask you about some future concepts. The Republican and Democratic parties seem to have morphed into politicians who pit themselves against the citizens and use the citizens' best interests as an amorphous kind of soft-sided ball to allude to in order to get reelected, not to right the ship and not to make things better, but to just sloganize and to get themselves reelected or elected. They never seem to accept the responsibility for the failure of government. Simply, they blame the other party because it's convenient. Okay, the Republicans did this, the Democrats did that, but nobody says, hey, we screwed up and we need to straighten this thing out. Now, the latest thing, this $14 trillion debt ceiling, that now suddenly, after we've accumulated $14 trillion in debt, we're going to put together a committee to figure out how to pay it off. You mean there hasn't been a plan on how to pay it off all along? This has just been some, let's just keep expanding and growing government, more money and more money, and we'll give away more money. What about this? I mean, do you think for a change we could have one of the parties, yours or the Republicans, put forth a platform prior to the election and prior to the nominating committee being in force so that we know what they actually are going to do? And do you think there could be some accountability for this? I mean, I remember President Obama's grand campaign of hope and change where he was going to pull all the troops out of the Middle East by the middle of 2011. Guess what? It's the middle of 2011. We got three more wars going on in the Middle East, and nobody's been pulled out. I mean, the ones that were supposed to be pulled out were moved over into another front. I just don't get it. Nobody does what they say they're going to do. The Democratic Party is not fulfilling their commitments that they made to the people that got Obama elected. And it was reflected in the last short-term election. What's going to be different? Why should we think the Democratic Party is going to be viable now? You're leading it here. Tell us what's going to be different and how it's going to be better for us, because I don't see it.
Thanks, John. I've been listening very carefully to what you say, and don't find anything that I take exception to, that politicians unfortunately do what politicians do, which is a campaign to get themselves reelected, and too many not looking for the common good. That is one of the factors that the framers of our Constitution enumerated as the mission of a federal government. What's going to be different? That's a really good question. I'd like to see, this may be a little awkward given my position as chair of the Democratic Party for Shasta County, but I believe Obama needs to step up and exercise more leadership. I'd like to see him come forward, the administration come forward with a plan as to what they would do to curtail debt and increase revenue. Partisan Democrat. I think President Obama came into office with a lot of brush fires in a lot of different places. Two wars, a tanking economy, political process with people at each other's throats. I mean, who am I to say that he was naive entering that arena? But like countless presidents before him, he's found it more difficult and complicated than it looked from outside. I could probably make a reasonable case who in their right mind would want to be president.
He did, and he spent more money than anybody else did to get there.
Yeah, and I think he's really is committed to the common good, but it's turned out to be awfully complex and difficult, and a difficult process.
Well, you know, we've got to take a break here, and so, but you know, one of the things I see is that, you know, and it was when you come into a job like the presidency, there's got to be a bedrock of knowledge and experience and growth through a system, you know, business, you know, long time in politics, maybe that understands this and that power, military, something that you've had to go out there and build and get consensuses and make the hard decision. I mean, literally make the hard decisions that's going to cause people to want to lose. I mean, that you've cut jobs or you've sent people out to be, you know, into combat and things like this. I'm not knocking President Obama. He got elected, but he did not have that experience. And he stepped into, just like you said, a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But that fire was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
It irks me every time I know the press is just can be crazy sometimes, but when you see the president, when we're going through such trying times, be on vacation all over the world, it bothers me. I know that sounds trite because he has a family and he needs to have balance, but it's like when I see the president of the United States, you know, running through the waves in Hawaii, and we've got, you know, suffering in our country. I don't know. I mean, why am I holding him to a different standard? What do you guys think? We're going to take a break.
Well, Congress is on vacation right now.
Yeah.
However, the way things have been going, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know what was it said? Is that
irks me.
You know, every other year, just let them come in every other year, and they can only do half the damage. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot. Dave Wilson is our guest, and we always have a good time with
KCNR
Dave.
1460. We'll be right back.
We'll get to ya.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
And now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Jane!
Cheetah, where is Jane?
I'm right here, Tarzan. What's going on? What do you want?
Tarzan want to take Jane to river.
Oh, I don't think so. That means you grab me and we swing on vines through the trees, right?
What wrong with that? Cheetah loves swinging on vines.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, why don't you take Cheetah then? And I'll whip up a nice termite and crocodile stew for you and your monkey.
Cheetah not monkey. Cheetah ape.
Ape shmape, he still stinks.
Okay, whatever Jane want. Come, Cheetah, we go.
Tarzan! Look out for that tree. Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great. I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food. That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR. 1460. It's Friday, my friends. 8:45 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Great iced drinks when it's hot out there. It's Oreo Blast is the drink of the month. 350 all month long. It's great. It tastes great. And of course, those walk-in humidor is the finest in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelly do so much for our community and the veterans. And veterans get discounts down there. Go down and visit them. Our guest, Dave Wilson. And Dave, we've got somebody online here. Bruce, good morning. Thanks so much for waiting.
Good morning, Dave, Carl, and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Question for Mr. Wilson there, and we get the same old answers from politicians. Usually it's kind of a ridiculous answer, but if we sent 535 people there to take care of business, and they can't figure it out, and you Democrats had the control of all three departments there for 440 days without a number one, not one budget, submitted other than the one that Obama did with 97 in the Senate, voted it down. Not even one guy went on it, so it was on the back of a golf cart, probably a scorecard there. But if they can't get their act together and they have to appoint a super commission, why don't we just fire everybody and let 12 guys run the country?
You're asking me that?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do to change it? Are we going to go back to the same old thing that when you see a politician's lips moves, he's lying? Or are we going to ever bridge that gap with this political thing that we have?
Well, from what I read in the papers and see on the tube...
What was your name again?
What we have is 12 really partisan people appointed that commission. Now, maybe there are a couple in there on either side that... are more pragmatic and willing to actually compromise and come up with solutions.
So if the 523 guys that are home trying to can still get their jobs because they're all politics and they're home and they're home talking to all the constituents to vote for me, we're going to take care of stuff. That doesn't even make sense to me. I mean, people out here ought to be outraged at that. I mean, we don't need a super commission. We need 535 grown-ups to run this country. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, I couldn't agree more. And for the people in my circle, there's a lot of outrage at what's been going on. I'd like to think that Boehner and President Obama could have reached a meaningful compromise where each gave up something and got something rather than this kind of stalemate. If people are as outraged as they appear to be, there may be a large anti-incumbent surge, both by Democrats and Republicans.
You know, Bruce, there could be a sea change. You know, they're talking about it. They had a huge one in this last election. But it could be is that people are so upset that, you know, they've done these polls. And like we said, 17% of the people in this country think that Congress is doing a good job. But then on the same polls... 56% of them think that their congressperson or their representative is good. So, well, you know, so I mean, what is going on there?
Well, there's always that the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
Incumbents have an edge, and people tend to like their own representative and look at what do they do for the constituency in this district or unit or whatever it is. But collectively... Congress does not appear to be getting the job done in a reasonable kind of way.
Okay. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot for the phone call. Before we go for, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk to you a little bit about redistricting.
Sure.
And I think we've got some people on
and
the line,
and we're taking
too.
Your calls here. 605-4567.
That's right. It's our last segment, so get in if you want to talk, call now. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, we won't back down. Nor should anybody. You got to stand up for what you think's right, my friends. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:53 in the morning. And, you know, we stand up for what we believe in. Dave Wilson's our guest, and he stands up what he believes in. We like Dave. We like having him on here, and you know he doesn't make apologies. He just, you know, he calls them the way he sees them. So here's a question for you. Oh well, first though, we got to go to Pete. Pete, sorry,
you're live.
Waiting.
You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, hi. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
What I want to address is Social Security. I was driving my car a little bit ago, and I heard you talk about it on the subject. And then plus, a lot of us have heard the news lately. We might have heard the exchange between Governor Romney and a fellow in the crowd regarding Social Security and how are they not going to lower the benefits or raise the costs or anything else. Well, what I'm getting at is almost all of us that are qualify for Social Security, once a year we get a printout showing what we paid in and how much money you'll get at 62 or 65 or 67 or the full retirement age. Well, if you look right on the thing, one of the things that they mention is it says if you were to go on disability right now, you'll get so much money. And you'll see that that's generally the largest amount of all. So my point is that incentivizes people to go on disability because you can make, you can retire, say, 10, 15 years earlier and greater, get a greater amount of money than if you went to 70. I don't even understand why they even print it on there in the first place, because, as I said, it incentivizes people. The other thing that I would recommend anybody does that gets that statement is look at what your payment is going to be, say, at your regular retirement age of 66, for example, and take that figure and divide it into the figure on the right page that shows what you've paid in. It shows what you've paid in. It shows what your employer paid in. Well, go by what you paid in and divide what you've, what you're going to be paid out into what you've paid in, and you'll see that it, you'll have exhausted that amount in probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years. So how can somebody be paid for 20 years when they've only paid 5 years towards it? If you follow my thinking, I hope you don't.
Yeah, I am following your thinking. I've been following Robert Reich, who was a former Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration, and at one time was in charge of the Social Security Fund. One of his recent articles said if we increased the maximum rate that people, or increased it to $181,000 a year instead of around $100,000 now, and did means testing for people who are, say, double dipping with a military retirement or the wealthy, that would add another 50 years or so of life to solvency of the Social Security Fund. Now, hey, I'm not an economist, I'm an expert. That's why I read people who are economists and experts. But I think there's some real adjustments that can be made to that. The other thing is what everybody always says. Social Security was never intended to be a really the sole support for somebody in retirement. And I'm inclined to agree with you about that earlier thing that providing people the maximum amount they would get if they go out on disability does sort of incentivize.
Well, that's what we talked about earlier, Pete, is that's why it's gone. I mean, just saw that. I just saw that fact today. Is that's why it's grown. It's doubled in
absolutely
20 years.
And that's why why I mentioned it. And I appreciate your, Mr. Wilson's comments. But, you know, the simple fact is, go back to one thing I said, divide your benefit into what you paid, and you'll see that it's unsustainable. I mean, we know that now. That was my general point, that there's no way we're going to raise benefits and lower costs. And yet a lot of people seem to be willing to buy into that. And, you know, and one final thing, Carl, how you notated the tremendous increase in people getting the permanent disability since, I think you said it was 1990. It's doubled, something like that.
I saw that this morning, and, it was something like that. It was just a steep incline.
Well, one other thing to think of, and then I'll hang up, but under the first Bush presidency, if you recall, they put in the Americans with Disabilities Act, which increased a huge cost on the society for building all sorts of things and businesses. You know, just for example, if you've got a business just in the public restroom, there's an additional about 258 things you have to do when you build a restroom just to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, in addition to whatever the county building codes are.
And if you don't, you get sued.
Exactly. And so since we passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, how many more people do you see driving around with handicap plates on their cars or on the back of their truck that's pulling their ski boat? In other words, it's incentivized a whole new class of people that are looking for some kind of a way to get a disability. I mean, if you offer it, they will come. So thank you for allowing me to
Pete, thanks for
these.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And those were very, really good comments here.
All right,
so thank you for that.
Thank you, and thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
Okay, we just got a little bit over a minute. Dave, you get last thoughts here.
We get asked about redistricting and how Democrats look at that. I think generally it's favorable for us in that present incumbent Senator LaMalfa and Assemblywoman Nielsen are going to be out of our district. And as it happens, I think Doug LaMalfa in particular is a formidable opponent. That he's everywhere. He shows up at just about everything I go to. And a very likable guy. But I expect they'll get a lot of Republicans tossing their hat in the ring. But generally, it's going to be favorable for us.
Okay. Well, we'll see that. Well, I won't. Oh.
We're getting ready to leave here, huh?
Wow, it just snuck up us on. Well, thank you so much. It's been a crazy week and a fabulous week. And you know what? Just pinch yourself and be happy for the life that you create.
That's right. And this is going to be a great weekend if you make it that way. And you know, next week we got a lot of people coming in. We've got our new senator from redistricting will be on Tuesday. We're going to have Doug McConnell is going to be on Monday talking health care. So it's going to be a big week for us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. A convicted serial killer in Cleveland just sentenced.
With respect to the charge of the aggravated murder of Tanya Carmichael, the court imposes the sentence of death.
The judge declaring that same sentence for each of Anthony Sowell's 11 victims. The 51-year-old lured the women to his home with the promise of alcohol or drugs, raped and killed them, and dumped their bodies in his house and yard. We the consumers helping Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 196 points, largely on the best showing for retail sales in months. Fox Business Network's Chris Cotter live on the markets.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, we were up 0.5 percentage point on retail sales in July. Now, that might not seem like a lot, but it is a very positive sign that the consumer is still alive and well. Now, tempering excitement a little bit on the street was the fact that we got the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Report this morning, and that reached its lowest level in 31 years. But as you can see, we've had very high volatility all week long, either up 400 or down 400, four straight days, first time we've ever seen that. So that volatility continues, but to the positive side today, up 190 points, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. FaceTime with as many Iowa voters as possible. That's the goal for Republican presidential hopefuls ahead of tomorrow's Iowa straw poll.